You know, I think Abraham Lincoln is as close as America gets to having a real live superhero. Here is the tall, homely justice figure fighting a lynch mob.
Trouble is, when men start taking the law into their own hands, just zapped in all the confusion and fun to start hanging somebody who's not a murderer, somebody who is. And the next thing you know, they're hanging one another just for fun. Till it gets to the place a man can't pass a tree or look at a rope without feeling uneasy. We seem to lose our heads in times like this.
Actor Henry Fonda in the role of a lifetime in the 1939 film Young Mr. Lincoln, a role he didn't want.
When it was first suggested to me, I just said, you're crazy, you know, I can't play Lincoln, that's like playing God.
Fonda was convinced to play the part by director John Ford when Ford reminded Fonda that Lincoln wasn't always the great emancipator, that he began as an insecure lawyer in Springfield, Illinois, and became an insecure congressman to launch his unlikely political career. And on this President's Day now, a very unpresidential look at Abe Lincoln before he was the great emancipator. Chris DeRose, author of Congressman Lincoln, The Making of America's Greatest President, joins us. Chris, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So take us back to those days. I mean, as a congressman, Abraham Lincoln was an inexperienced lawmaker who just suffered a huge romantic loss, at least shortly after he was elected. What happened after that?
So Abraham Lincoln, serving in the 30th Congress, serving alongside some of names that would become very familiar to all Americans later on, people who participated in the Civil War, and he's finding his way in the world. He's trying to develop how he feels about this hotly contested issue of slavery. He's confronting the Mexican-American War, which at the time Congress and the president were in a pitched battle over. So a lot going on, both personally and professionally, as Abraham Lincoln serves his one term in the House of Representatives.
What did he show back then that would suggest what came after?
You know, what's interesting is when we start to talk about slavery, when slavery starts to dominate the conversations, the debates on the floor of the House of Representatives, one of Lincoln's colleagues wrote, he wrote that if you're going to look at who's going to be a future president someday, and he said a lot of his colleagues in the House at that time, they thought they were all going to be future presidents. If you look at who's going to be a president in the future, you have to look at what issue is going to dominate the national debate in the future. And I think anyone looking at the House of Representatives in 1847, 1848, they would have said slavery might just be the dominant issue in this country for the foreseeable future. And then you pick someone who might be most associated with that issue. And so at least one of his colleagues thought, you know, I could see Abraham Lincoln becoming president, but nobody else did, I don't think.
And the House was much smaller back then than it was today, so House members could envision themselves as president more easily, say, the same way senators do today.
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy.
And was Lincoln any kind of a hero? The oration skills that came in the Lincoln-Douglas debates, any of that on display?
Absolutely. In fact, this is a very important period for Lincoln in developing those skills. You know, one thing that comes to mind is that in the summer of 1848, he goes on a campaign swing through New England for General Zachary Taylor, who's the nominee of the Whig Party. And so for the very first time, Lincoln is speaking to these refined, opinion-leading audiences in contrast to the people on the Illinois frontier that he'd been speaking to up until that point. So this is where Lincoln really hones his ability to speak and engage in debates and realizes that he can hang in there with the best of them.
Honed his skills as a Whig, but became the first Republican president. Chris DeRose, author of Congressman Lincoln, The Making of America's Greatest President. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.